USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked the Democratic-led House Committee from obtaining Donald Trump's tax returns, issuing an administrative order suggesting the Supreme Court won't act on the former president's emergency plea to shield his finances from congressional investigators until after next week's midterm elections. Powerball fever is continuing to sweep the nation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history.
Republicans are ahead of Democrats by 2 points on the generic congressional ballot. A Wall Street Journal poll found that 46% of voters would vote for a Republican candidate versus 44% who would vote for a Democratic one. Kathy is from Pennsylvania, and she tells Fox News she's switching parties for the first time.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'm here to tell you today that I'm flipping to Republican. I can no longer follow this party.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
President Biden hitting the campaign trail on Tuesday, heading to Florida. Gas prices are 5 cents lower than they were this time last month, but still higher than the same time last year. AAA reporting the national average currently sits at $3.75 a gallon. Georgia has the cheapest price per gallon at $3.14. Tuesday marks a successful launch for SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket on a Space Force mission.
Falcon Heavy is supersonic.
There, we just heard the call out that the vehicle is now traveling faster than the speed of sound. What a beautiful sight.
It's the fourth ever liftoff from Florida's Space Coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
With just 7 days until Election Day, New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin tells Fox and Friends that crime is a concern for voters all across the state, not just New York City.
And the violence, by the way, isn't just something that we might be reading about here in New York City, but it's a concern all across the state. Just a few weekends ago, my own daughters, 16-year-olds, are sitting at the kitchen table on a quiet Sunday afternoon when there was a drive-by gang-related shooting at my house.
On Sunday, incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul told MSNBC that the GOP narrative on crime is all a conspiracy and touted her focus on reducing gun violence. A high-profile college football coach is calling for accountability after punches were thrown Saturday night.
Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up two members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Powerball jackpot is soaring with no winner in Monday night's drawing. Wednesday's jackpot will be worth an estimated $1.2 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.